from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Stabbings in the West Bank. The United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the old city of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call Temple Mount. Earlier in the day, Israeli officials said they searched the West Bank home of a Palestinian attacker who broke into a home and stabbed to death three Israelis during their dinner. Rachel Moss is the mother of one of the soldiers who shot the attacker and lived opposite the house where the attack happened.
We were eating a meal and we heard screams. So my son ran upstairs and my husband ran out the house and he ran into their house. And within a second he came back and my son ran out with his gun. Jumped up this wall here, shot through, saw the terrorist in the window, and shot through the window, and the terrorist dropped immediately to the floor.
Two of the victims died Friday soon after the attack in the area north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. The assailant was shot by Israeli police and is hospitalized in Israel. He has been identified as 20-year-old Omar Al-Abed. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reportedly killed. Afghan officials said that the Associated Press, the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks on buses over the last 4 days. Although the head of Kandahar Provincial Police told AFP the kidnappings took place Friday in the villagers' home. This is VOA News. Several hundred people gathered in front of the presidential palace in Warsaw on Saturday to protest plans by the populist ruling party to put the Supreme Court and the rest of the judicial system under the party's political control. The protest was part of wider demonstrations which broke out across Poland. Poland's Senate has approved a controversial new law that amounts to an overhaul of the Supreme Court despite criticism from the European Union. Katarzyna Debczka is a student and one of the protesters.
I think it's very important to be here because this pressure is the only thing we are left with. Because, you know, yesterday the Senate approved this bill on the Supreme Court. And nowadays we don't have practically, you know, independent courts. So, you know, this is very bad for democracy, for our country.
The president of Poland has 21 days to sign or veto the bill. He must sign it in order for it to become binding law. The Washington Post is reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. The Post quoted current and former U.S. officials in its story, which said U.S. intelligence agents intercepted communications from Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to his superiors about the meetings. Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. In March, news reports revealed that Sessions had met at least twice with Kislyak. U.S. President Trump's legal advisors are looking into possible conflicts of interest with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into the Russian election meddling, according to multiple sources and news reports. During a press briefing, newly appointed press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if he endorses his legal team's undermining of Mueller's authority.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
And today, President Trump helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced nearly $13 billion warship.
American steel and American hands have constructed a 100,000-ton message to the world. America, Mike, is second to none.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.